The spring election is on across Wisconsin, with polls now open for voters who haven't already voted early or cast their absentee ballots. Last night, the U.S. Supreme Court said those absentee ballots will have to be turned in or postmarked by today, overturning a lower court ruling that said that the deadline was April 13th. Heads up, though, if you plan to go to a polling place, in many cities, the locations have changed or are consolidated due to the lack of poll workers. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports that today's election follows a lot of last-minute back and forth about whether to have people vote in person during the COVID-19 pandemic or not.
Just before 1 p.m. yesterday, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers took a step many other Democrats and health officials had been asking him to take. He issued an executive order suspending in-person voting for the spring election to as late as June 9th, out of concern that in-person voting today could increase the spread of the coronavirus. The governor said most people don't spend a lot of time thinking about whether a delay helps certain candidates.
They're sitting there saying, I'm scared. I'm scared of going to the polls. I'm afraid of my future. At the end of the day, somebody's got to stand up for those folks.
But as the governor spoke, Republican leaders of the state legislature were going to the conservative-controlled state Supreme Court asking that Evers' order be blocked. A few hours later, the court voted 4-2 in the GOP's favor, and the election is back on for today. Soon after, the U.S. Supreme Court handed Republicans another victory. The High Court ruled 5-4 to overturn a decision last week from Madison-based federal judge William Conley that would have allowed absentee ballots to be turned in as late as April 13th. Instead, those ballots must be postmarked by today or dropped off at polling places before the polls close tonight. The Wisconsin Elections Commission discussed the two rulings at length last night. Chairperson Dean Knudsen, a Republican appointee, said today isn't the first time voters will have to head to the polls in difficult circumstances.
Even in times of war and during pandemic, worse than the current crisis, we still go to the polls and we vote for our leaders.
Democratic Party appointee Mark Thompson took issue with the wartime comparison.
World War II, people could go vote. People would go serve. My father-in-law served. He fought the Nazis, but you could vote without fear of dying at your own voting place or getting ill or getting someone else ill.
Thompson also says 12,000 people who want to vote may have to go to the polls because they haven't received their requested absentee ballots yet in the mail. The Elections Commission says that number may be smaller if county clerks have been delayed in marking down the number of ballots sent out. Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says about 1,900 Wisconsin National Guard members have been trained and will serve as poll workers today, with another 500 in reserve. She says all the polling places that are open will be staffed.
And as of right now, we have not received notice of any place that has an outstanding vacancy or a critical shortage in terms of poll workers because of the generous assistance by the National Guard.
Wolf says additional Guard members may be sent to the polls today if the need arises. She says most will work in their own county, but some could be sent to neighboring counties. Wolf says all municipalities in Milwaukee County are getting the Guard personnel they requested. But Commission member Ann Jacobs made the point that in Milwaukee, very few polling places will be open.
To clarify, that was to fulfill the staffing needs for the 5 poll sites down from 180, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Commission members urge voters at the polls today to stay 6 feet apart and practice hand hygiene before and after voting. The polls close tonight at 8, but it's expected results won't be announced until the afternoon of the 13th. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.